welcome to Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. This is episode 26. I'm your host, Noobs, editor-in-chief of ShufflingDead.com, and joining me as always is Shuffling Deadcast co-host, Sulcy.
Hello.
Welcome aboard as always, Sulcy, and I'd like to hear a little something from you regarding listener feedback.
Well, I actually do have something.
Okay.
I think this might have already happened. Like, we could have talked about it last podcast, but we had so much other feedback, we didn't get to it.
Right.
So, I don't know if you remember, but a while ago, we had an article about Sarah Palin.
Oh, yes.
She was up in Calgary.
That's right, in Canada here.
Yeah, giving this speech about her policy or whatever.
Her idiocy, yeah.
Yeah, and you talked about one 18-year-old who went and called the talking lightning. And this 18-year-old, mm-hmm. Stephanie, found right. your site and made a comment.
Yeah, well, that's the power of Googling your own name, I guess.
Yeah, so you want to know what she said?
Very curious.
She says, "Hello, it's Stephanie Hansen from Calgary. Set the record straight, she's my favorite MILF. I mainly think she is super hot. Not a thinker, just a babe."
Wow.
So you were pretty hard on her in the story. Are you going to give her some credit for going to the Palin talk?
Well, I don't really understand how, thinking Palin is hot, correlates with wanting to hear her speak.
Like, well, you can see her in person.
I really don't understand Stephanie's point of view.
Maybe she got a free trip from school or something, you know?
It's possible. The idea that Stephanie's a fan just indicates to me that either she's really shallow, or she must have...
Shut up! This coming from a man. Jesus Christ.
Well, look, I think...
Who's your hottest woman that you can think of?
Politically?
No, just in the world.
Well, as we all know, Christina Hendricks is the hottest American alive.
A liberal or a Democrat? I mean, that made no sense. Democrat or Republican?
I don't know. She's
You're a shallow prick.
But she's not a politician. She's an actress, and I appreciate her acting.
You don't want to know what Weskimo said about that?
About Stephanie?
Yeah. He replied to Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't, by the way. Thanks for thanking her.
Yeah.
He said, "Really? Palin does it for you? Seriously?" So I guess Weskimo has some different tastes.
Well, very strange, this Stephanie girl. I'd like to chat with her more,
maybe
I think.
Maybe you could friend her on Facebook.
That's a good idea.
Do a little interview.
Maybe I will. Anything else this week?
We have one other comment on your 13 review.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you were a little not too keen on doing 13, but it kept getting requested from our number one fan, Kirstie Project.
That's true, yeah.
So you kind of had to do it. But Fed Ed X says, "I liked your review. It's a great game. I own it, and I love the style. Looks awesome, but I hated FPS with two sticks. Actually, the only one I played and completed on the cube was Geist. I got stuck in Mission 6 in 13. S-Face. I wish Ubisoft would port this game to the Wii with great controls, similar to Red Steel 2 or The Conduit. I'd buy it on day one for sure."
You know, this is a really interesting comment.
And it's interesting that you liked your review.
Yes, I am always...
It's kind of a rare comment.
It's rare indeed to get a compliment on a video, so that's nice. I find the comment on the dual joysticks to be... you know, I don't think I agree 100%. Certainly the Wii controls for FPSs are incredible.
I certainly hate the two joysticks.
And, you know, I understand that layout has its negatives, but I don't mind it. I think it worked well in the Time Splitter series on GameCube, which this guy really needs to check out, because those are awesome. 13, I had a similar issue. I don't know, the game's maybe too slow-paced or just kind of frustrating. I never got very far with it either. Finally, this idea that this person managed to complete Geist is incredible, because Geist is honestly a pretty bad game. I've tried, folks. I've tried to play it. We reviewed it once upon a time, actually. Really never got any further than what we did in the review, so.
So you should have reply to this guy also and tell him to check out that game.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you're not being a very good community manager here.
No, I really need to work on that, don't I?
Yeah.
Anything else for feedback this week?
Well, you did have other comments, but that's all the really great ones this week. So.
Well, thank you as always, Sulcy.
I have to confess.
Yes.
We had to turn off public commenting on the website because the CAPTCHA script was loading on your site. So, until we find out another solution, you do have to still register on the site. Maybe we'll turn on Facebook comments if we can figure that out.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. And on top of that, you can always use the contact form to send us an email.
Yeah, you can always use the contact form or email us at host@shufflingdead.com.
Yeah, that's right. So all kinds of ways to get in contact with us. And we definitely appreciate feedback of all kinds on the site, especially for this podcast. We love having our listeners' feedback. So think about it, folks. All right, Celsi, I think that's it from you, is it?
Yes, that's it.
So let's head right into news then. I think I see our first story, and it's one that I suspect you might want to tell us about.
So yeah, I'll tell you about this one. Wattpad, which is a ebook community of writers and readers.
Yes.
Which I had never heard of before this article.
I think it's a big fan fiction community.
It is. Although not just fan fiction. Oh. It's an actual ebook site and type of book.
Right.
They did a study, or they looked at their stats, and they found out who in fan fiction is written about the most, like which celebrities.
Right, real people only.
Yeah. So, they give us the 10 top people.
Mm-hmm. We should count them down, shouldn't we?
We should count them down.
So, I'll take the bottom five here. Number 10, Zac Efron.
Of course, everyone's favorite High School Musical
star.
I
want to hear from you as I read these out. Hot or not?
Hot and hotter now that he's older.
Number 9, Taylor Swift.
She always looks a little right in the face to me.
You think so? Squinty. I think she's pretty hot.
Pinchy. Little squirrely.
Maybe I like that
one. She's kind of hot.
Number 8, there are half this list I've never heard of the people. Here's one. Number 8, Logan Lerman.
I gotta admit, I don't know who Logan Lerman is.
No idea. Number 7, Ashley Green. Again, who's that?
That's the vampire, the younger sister, the youngest. The one that can see the future, I believe.
Oh, the hot one in Twilight.
I believe that's Ashley Green.
Well, she's hot for sure. Here's one that I don't know if you want to say hot or not. Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning, definitely hot.
How old is she?
She was in, I think she's over 18 now.
I hope so.
She's, again, in the latest Twilight movie.
Right.
And other than that, she's just in animated crap and stuff.
Go ahead, Celsi, with the rest of the list.
Okay. 5 is Ian Somerhalder.
No idea who that is.
I don't know who that is. 4 is Megan Fox.
Obviously hot.
What do you write fanfics about?
How bad an actress you... You know what you write about? What? How, you get her to wash your car, and in exchange you hire her for your movie.
That's kind of hot. 3 is Chase Crawford.
No idea who
that is. The name sounds very familiar, but I can't put a face to it.
The kids these days.
2, Selena Gomez.
No, again,
I
no
believe
idea.
She's one of the Disney stars that maybe Zac Efron's dating.
Oh, interesting.
The one with dark hair. I'm not really sure.
And number 1.
Number 1, Taylor Lautner.
Ugh.
Which, of course, is Jacob.
Ugh. Wolf Boy from Twilight.
Wolf Boy. So I'm guessing they probably found out just by tags. They had a way of categorizing.
Yeah. It's a funny thing about this story is I had a source who then just linked to the front page of Wattpad. And I was like, well, where's the data on this? Where are they getting this from? But one way or another, this is the top 10 real people that are fanficked. Is that a word?
Fanficted?
Slashed? Slashed, yes. It's a subgenre. Do you read fanfiction?
No.
Only about fictional characters named Hermione.
I was going to say, you've never read a Harry Potter fanfic?
Actually, I've not. You know, they're generally really bad.
Have you ever written one?
Only, ironically, as a... something for the site that I never put up.
You should do it.
It's really pretty dirty.
You should do it. You can censor it up.
Well,
is it X-rated?
All the Harry Potter characters are 18, right?
It depends. Sometimes when, like, I was doing some research into this,
yeah,
and there were some sites making fun. I think it was something awful.
Mm.
They had a bad fanfic of the week or something, and they're like, "Here's a bad Harry Potter one." Here's an excerpt.
Mm-hmm.
Harry just turned 18 on campus.
How convenient.
And then, yeah, sex happened. And then the teacher molested them all.
Hey, you haven't looked, have you?
No.
Spoiler alert.
That was in the other one.
Well, I think it all. If Snape's in there, he's molesting someone. Alright.
Put your Snape away.
Oh, alright. Do we have, we should move on.
Okay, I'm sick of that.
Sulcy, do you remember back when the Conan Leno stuff was going on? There was that hilarious Taiwanese news video. It was like a CG video they put together explaining the situation.
Yeah.
And everybody thought it was so funny because the different guys turned into comic book heroes and all this kind of wackiness, right?
Stupid.
Well, they've done another one explaining kind of the Steve Jobs and the iPhone 4 debacle. What do you think of this new video?
I actually haven't watched it. I thought we talked about it last week, so I missed out.
You're really missing out here, Sulcy. It's quite funny. He is battling Bill Gates.
In real life, he's battling everyone.
Well, yes. But in this video, so it's like a Jedi versus Sith battle. Jobs wins, steals Bill Gates' powers, and turns into Darth Vader. He then uses his lightsaber to chop off people's fingers so they can use the iPhone 4 properly.
That does sound good.
It's really funny. I can't say that there's a lot of podcast material here, but it's totally worth checking out.
Okay, I'll have to check out the show notes.
Good idea, Sulcy. All right, Sulcy, here we go with what is quite frankly my favorite news story ever.
That's what you say every week, at least about one story.
I know, but this one, I gotta tell you, brought up some emotions within me. That doesn't usually happen.
Okay, what is it?
I was really moved by this one. Well, you remember on last week's show, we chatted about the crazies at the Westboro Baptist Church.
Right.
Saying they were gonna protest at Comic-Con for the idol-worshipping nerds, right? Well,
check that out on last week's show if you haven't heard about that.
Good point, Sulcy. The folks there at Comic-Con got wind of this plan, and they decided to do a little counter-protest.
Yeah, so basically they were protesting the protesters.
Right. So, if you see the pictures from this, you got the Westboro Baptist people on one side of the road, and it's honestly like 5-6 people. It's
from the video footage, it was like 3 people, yeah. 3 ladies.
And then you got the Comic-Con side of the road, and it is a huge crowd of people. They're all doing their, ironic signs and crazy costumes. It is an incredible outpouring and just, I think, a great response to the insanity that is the Westboro Baptist Church.
See, I think it was a little overhyped after all.
Yeah, I mean,
considering the turnout of actual protesters.
Well, you're definitely right on that, Sulcy. I actually watched a little BBC documentary on them in between these two stories here. And found out that their entire church is one family. It's comprised of a lot of inbreeding.
Ah.
A lot of cousins. And it's apparently only about 70 people.
Oh, so it's not that huge.
So they have this... a large portion of their budget goes to plane trips where they fly their family members out to go to these protests.
Where are they located? Like, is their HQ sort of California? Or?
I can't remember. It's U.S. Midwest, I think.
Oh, okay.
They have... it seems, from what I could tell in the video, is they bought a bunch of kind of suburban houses next to each other, and then just took the fences out in the middle so they can all walk into each other's yards.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, they're not poor by any means, and they just pull all their resources and do all this stupid protesting and trolling the nation and all of that.
That helps them make some money, too.
That's certainly true, as you pointed out last week. They, have a tendency to sue the people they get into altercations with, don't they? Well, it's just an incredible outpouring from the nerds. What was your reaction to this?
I thought the Star Trek guy holding the God Hates Jedi signs was kind of funny.
That was a good one.
But, I honestly couldn't care either way. I mean, if there was more protesters, maybe it would have, been more exciting for me or something, but from what I saw, it was a bunch of hype about.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. If this had been a more mainstream protest of religious wackos, I would have enjoyed the story a lot more. In the end, though, it's nice to see the nerds putting out this kind of showing, and very amusing. Congratulations, guys. Alright, here's a story that I'm sure you're going to be groaning about, Sulcy.
Yeah.
Microsoft put out a little information package, let's say. It was kind of some internal marketing they did that's leaked now. Comparing the price of the 360 with the upcoming Kinect product.
More like the cost of ownership of a movement control system.
Right. exactly, Salsi. So they're comparing, at first for new owners, the bundle of the 360 with Kinect, which is plus a game, which is $300, to the PS3 plus Move, which is a ton of money, no surprise there. But then they've
$510, they say.
Yeah, I mean, the PS3 is quite expensive, and then all the different iToy add-ons. That's probably not actually too... That's probably fair enough to for that one. But then, as we know, the Wii has always been cheaper than the competing system. So they really had to stretch to make it look more expensive.
Yeah, so they actually added, like, a Wii Fit board.
Yeah.
Which,
Doesn't really make any sense.
I guess, because, like, if you stand on it and wave your arms, it's more similar to the Kinect than if you didn't. But
I don't really know. That's really... It's just a total corporate spin, and it's quite a blatant falsehood.
Yeah.
So, somehow they managed to make the Wii look like it cost $360, when we all know it costs much less than that.
Like, so, how much?
Well, what is the Wii now? $150? $200? Well, I think it's $200, but they've now got the Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort and the Wii Motion Plus in there. So, it's a pretty good deal these days for the Wii. But, you know, the Wii Fit, that's a separate game, so why is Microsoft including it? I have no idea. And by the Wii, Wii games are $10 cheaper than 360 games.
Oh.
And here's another, by the way. When you want to do four-player on the Wii, you just got to buy more controllers. Kinect can't handle more than two players at a time.
They can always update that in the future. I like how for the existing console owners, if you already have a Wii Plus board or a Wii Fit board or whatever the fuck it's called, it's only $10 less to go ahead and get the Kinect with the game.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, basically Microsoft is just throwing the Wii Fit board wherever it can to try to make the Wii look more expensive. This is such
clap. So, yeah. Kind of makes me want to go out and buy a board.
A Wii Fit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I've been curious about for years. I'd really like to try that out. One. So that you can use it?
So I can try it out. Kaze?
Yeah?
They had one, because I went and visited him in his house once a long time ago.
This is a friend of yours?
Yeah. But he had already sold the board, so all I could see is, like, their records, and, like, it was telling them they're fat and stuff.
He kept the game, but not the board?
I don't remember how it worked. It wasn't his thing. Oh, okay. It was his roommate. So.
Yeah. So a little bit of spin there from Microsoft, causing a little bit of hate from me. Salsi, what's up next story-wise? Salsi, here's a story I know you're excited about. Go ahead.
Well, sometimes people like to cosplay, right?
Of course.
Sometimes people like to rob banks, right?
Also a good hobby?
Sometimes people like to combine the two, like this one guy who cosplayed as Darth Vader, although there were some errors in the costume.
Right.
I don't think Darth Vader actually wore camo pants.
No.
And I think you were nitpicky and said his cape was a little bit too blue.
Yes.
But he was in Long Island, New York, went in, robbed a bank, got an undisclosed amount of cash, and left, and he's still on the loose.
Yes, Darth Vader is at large. We have our best Jedi tracking him now.
Yeah. And, I would like to point out, in the picture, he's got a huge wad of cash.
Yeah.
From robbing this bank.
Right.
But we have to remember, this is the United States of America. They could all be ones. He could be holding on to, like, $50. In Canada, it'd be, like, the lowest bill you can get is a $5 bill.
Right.
It'd be a lot more profitable.
That's a good point, Salsi. I don't know what to say about it, but, good eye.
And also, I would like to say, look at that guy on the ground behind him.
Well, yeah, Darth Vader's got a gun.
Standing in line, and all of a sudden, Darth Vader bursts through, and you're like, is that a real, oh my god, that's a real gun.
Yeah.
And then you're like, holy shit, Darth Vader is robbing a fucking bank. And then Darth Vader's like, give me your money in a different voice that you don't expect.
Right.
It must have been kind of traumatic.
I wonder if the helmet he's wearing has the voice modulator to actually make him sound like Darth Vader. You know, that guy who's cowering on the ground, I wonder if he's desperately trying not to laugh.
I don't know. Maybe he's not a fan.
You know, this Dark Lord of the Sith here puts Vader to shame, actually, because Vader wouldn't use a cheap gun like that. He'd use a frickin' lightsaber like a proper Sith.
You can't rob a fucking bank with this lightsaber. I'm sorry.
If they were real, you could. They're okay. Pretty scary. Yeah, so overall, this is an awesome story.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny he hasn't been caught yet.
Yeah, well, that's the power of the Vader mask. I mean, yeah. It's quite a good way to conceal your identity.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he had that voice modulator, it would conceal his voice, too.
Yeah.
So next time, buddy, get the proper pants.
Yeah, just black pants, dude. It can't be that hard.
All right, what else have you got? Salsa, you use Facebook.com.
Yeah, don't you?
Yes, I do. I think pretty much everyone does, or at least 500 million of us. 500 million.
5 million of which are fans of Lady Gaga. I think we talked about that last week, too.
1% of everyone on Facebook. That's insane.
She's got the highest record. Are you jealous? Are you jealous?
I am jealous.
You have 53.
Yeah, we have... what's 50 out of 500 million? What's that as a percentage?
It's pathetically low. I don't want to make you
cry. We have 150 millionth percent. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, he's not known as a very nice guy, is he?
Well, he takes a lot of crap, but I'm not really going to say how nice he is or not.
Well, he might be in some trouble here because it's looking like he signed a little contract with somebody back in 2003 when he was developing the Facebook. With a fellow named Paul Seglia, who paid him for some tech work, $1,000. And in that same contract that they agreed on that work, Seglia agreed to buy half of the Facebook that Zuckerberg was working on. Plus, he would get some kind of bonus if Zuckerberg's work was late. This guy's claiming the contract basically entitles him to 83% ownership of Facebook.
But Mark Zuckerberg only owns, like, 24% of it right now, so how does that even work? I don't really get it.
Yeah, who knows how this could actually work out, right? They might... here's the thing, of course. Let's assume that the contract is real, because people are taking it pretty seriously. This isn't looking like an obvious forgery.
People just like to hate on Mark Zuckerberg. I feel bad for the guy.
There are statute of limitations laws that may prevent Seglia from getting his full share here. You know, I don't understand the law totally, and of course, you know, this is kind of judge's discretion in some respects and how the lawyers hash things out. But let's assume that Seglia's got a proper case here.
Okay.
There's no way he's actually going to be able to take this to court and say, give me 83%. What's going to happen, I'm sure, is that Facebook will give him some ungodly sum of cash or a large chunk of stocks to... appease him.
Get a settlement with him. Well, if you can't do it, why not try to get as much as you can? Bleed the fuckers dry.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if he managed to actually take this to court and try to actually get his percentage...
Yeah, get as much as he can.
What they would have to do is basically manufacture a pile of stocks to give him, and thus massively devaluing all the other stocks that are already issued.
They could just
issued.
Do a cash settlement or something. Like, who knows what he's after? Like, $2 million is enough.
That's exactly it. Probably they'll do a settlement, but if they actually had to break up the company to give him 83%, it would be a disaster. Facebook would
be
destroyed.
It would be the shareholders that are losing.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook would be ruined.
But it's not going to happen.
No,
obviously.
I'm sure he'll get a good wad of cash, though. What do you think about all this?
You know what? Lots of people have been hating on Facebook lately. Like, mm-hmm. They have the whole privacy controversies and Quit Facebook Day, which happens, like, once a month.
Right.
But I think I'll have to reserve judgment and get the full picture once the movie comes out.
That's a good point, because this kind of thing has actually happened before, where Zuckerberg had friends back in college that helped him work on the site that claimed that they were entitled to some portion of ownership as well, and they ended up settling for piles of cash as well. And they probably didn't even have as good a case as the Seglia guy. So, we'll find out how much of a jerk Zuckerberg is in the near future.
In the Unbiased movie. Which, according to the plot line, is based on greed,
yeah.
Obsession,
yeah.
Unpredictability, all key elements in the life of programmers sex.
Never a part of a programmer's life. Yeah, it seems like it's going to be a pretty intense film. Are you actually interested in seeing it?
No. And no. You know what Mark Zuckerberg said?
What did he say?
He was like, I wish they would wait till I'm dead before they make a movie, or something like that.
Yeah, I guess we don't know he's going to go.
The entire script, if you're interested, has already been leaked on the internet since, like, 2009, so it's easily accessible if you actually give a shit.
But really, it's all kind of boring, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be incredibly boring. They're, like, making controversy.
Yeah.
Well, the funniest thing is, one of my friends at work was like, Facebook sucks, I'm gonna go to this open source, I can't remember what it's called, Facebook thing. And then I think, you know, people hate Facebook because it violates your privacy or whatever.
Right.
But how is an open source thing any different? It's like you're giving them your information.
Yeah, of course. I mean, people aren't worried about giving Facebook their information, they're worried about them opening it up to the world.
But
even selling it, I think, is less of a concern. It's the idea
just
that...
just you giving it makes it possible for it to be out into the world. So, like, they're hating themselves, basically.
Yeah. Good point, Celsi. I think people do get way too worked up about Facebook. Zuckerberg does seem like a bit of a dick to me. But in a way, I think it would be sad if this just destroys the company.
It's not going to.
I mean, I think it's a very useful website.
It's not going to.
And these people who say they're going to leave Facebook and go somewhere else.
This
is totally pointless because now there are friends on these sites, right? Like, Facebook's power is in its ubiquity. Like, it's just silliness to think that you're going to just hop.
I wouldn't sweat it.
Yeah.
You're kind of sweating it. I'm just saying chill out a bit.
I'm getting a little passionate. Are we done for news already, Celsi?
All the news except for one.
Here's a movie that you probably don't care about.
You know what? I've never seen the original.
Well, I saw it once. I don't remember it at all. Frankly, I think it was pretty hokey.
Why don't you tell us what it is so that people can clue in?
And we're talking about the new trailer for Tron Legacy.
Yeah, so I'll tell you the plot of the actual Tron movie.
Okay.
Because I looked it up because I had no idea.
The first one.
All I know is the aesthetic of Tron. I don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, there's this computer programmer, software engineer, Jeff Bridges. And he makes a program, and then someone steals it, and then he's got to, like, hack into the system to, like, get the credit back. And he meets this program called Tron, somehow, in the system.
In the system.
Kind of, I think, like that Facebook South Park episode where they get into the program.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
And, oh yeah, so eventually him and Tron escape. And eventually, Jeff Bridges becomes the CEO of that company he was working for.
Hmm.
So this was in 1982.
Yeah, it was an old-ass movie.
No, 1982. And now this Tron Legacy, the new movie, is going to be a direct sequel.
Right.
And Jeff Bridges is going to resume his role as that programmer dude.
Yeah.
To kick the story off, this guy has been disappeared for a while, since like 1989 or something, so...
Somehow he's back in the world of Tron.
That's right.
And his son shows up to rescue him, I think.
I see.
So, I mean, the
couldn't
aesthetic...
Couldn't have a daughter do that.
The visuals in this film look
unless
utterly...
Unless it was Angelina Jolie.
What?
Couldn't have a daughter rescue him.
Oh. No, that's a good point, Celsi. Why isn't it a daughter?
Anyway, because Angelina Jolie is too old now.
anyway... From the technical standpoint and effects standpoint, it looks incredible.
I'm so sick of, like, seeing, like, who's that got people that make that gaming keyboard? They just made a Tron.
Alienware?
I don't remember who it was.
Okay.
If you can start with an R or something. They have a whole Tron line, and everyone just going Tron crazy, and I'm sick of it. That Dance Step Up 4 had a Tron thing in it. Ugh.
So you're not a fan of the aesthetic like I am?
Tron would... go die in a fire.
Wow, it's passionate hatred. So
it's just been done before.
Well, by Tron. And I'm sure you've seen the Tron guy cosplay.
Yeah, that's been forever, so I'm sick of it.
So this is a movie you're not interested in seeing?
No.
Okay. Well, I think I look pretty cool. I think I might have to give this one a look. And by the way, that trailer came out at the San Diego Comic-Con, which is generating a lot of news for us. This is a story that I'm really curious to get your opinion on, Celsi. This was Yahoo there. you know, Yahoo.
Yeah.
They ran a nice editorial, if you will, about the battle between booth babes and geeks and kind of how controversial booth babes are for different reasons.
Right.
So they brought up some interesting points. One is, of course, that while Comic-Con is attended by 40% women, it doesn't make any sense that all the booth babes should be women. We're the booth
men.
Booth men.
Booth.
Booth.
Taylor Lautner's.
Yeah, exactly. as well, just the whole concept of booth babe, male or female, you know, often makes people uncomfortable. It makes them feel like they're being condescended to, like they can be manipulated with sex that easily.
Do people care? I think most people just outright are okay with it.
You think so? Because I kind of feel awkward when there's like a half-naked woman trying to sell me something. It makes me feel cheap or something, you know? And,
never mind.
The other thing is, of course, that the booth babes are subjected to, you know, a lot of awkward nerds who might be a little bit grabby.
I'm sorry if they don't expect that when they sign up.
Yeah. So, I want to get your take. I mean, are you in favor of booth babes?
Well, I'm kind of neutral. All my opinions are effectively summed up in someone else's article.
Okay.
Which is IGN's article, Why Do Booth Babes Exist?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a little 2-page article about this guy's opinion, and I agree with absolutely everything he says. So I've linked to it on the article, so if you check the show notes, it'll be there.
Oh, interesting. And,
basically I have nothing to add to what he's already said.
What's the gist of it?
You'll have to read it to find out.
It's a surprise.
Yeah.
So
it's really well done, though.
Okay, interesting. So, we also had a little video that one of these tech sites put together.
The video was stupid.
Chatting with some
booth babes.
It was
like 4 minutes of them being like, he has to touch my implant. I was like, oh god. This other one was like, he's holding my hand when I'm trying to play a video game.
So,
it's like, how about you just, like, stop,
mm-hmm.
call for help, and get on with your life.
So your opinion is basically they're booth babes. Part of their job is dealing with these awkward geeks.
Well, they have to at least expect it. Like,
yeah.
if they have, like, some security methods, so if they are in a situation where they have either another girl or some guy looking after them.
Right.
Then, like, what's the problem?
Yeah, booth babes,
they're not prepared.
They need to use the buddy system.
They need to use a rape whistle, basically.
Yeah. Another question I have for you is, you know, a lot of the times, these game companies hire them to cosplay.
Right.
And sometimes they have no idea what the hell they're even dressed as.
Well, that's fine, I think. I mean, you're getting paid to do a job.
Right. Yeah, I guess, I mean,
men don't want to talk to you about how cool your character is. They just want to stare at your boobs.
Mm. I don't think you're giving men enough credit, Salsi.
Men don't expect to talk to you. I mean, if you did, he'd probably be like, hey, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, most of them are probably like, yeah, she's stupid.
I want to ask you something, Salsi, because you...
I'm a little bitter.
You've attended quite a few nerd conventions in your life.
Yes.
And you're a sexy lady. And you've done
Not
some
like these booth babes.
You've done some cosplaying.
Yeah.
And you're a nerd, too. So I want to know what kind of your experience has been at conventions and things with weird men.
I don't have many stories. Mm-hmm. I'm not that hot.
Oh, come on now.
Should I ask that Pokemon? Like,
who knows? So I guess basically the bottom line is, Salsi, that,
you should read the article.
Yeah, there you go. Alright, Salsi, I think that wraps us up for news for this week. So, why don't we move on now to Things of the Week?
Okay.
Well, Salsi, as you know, each week on Shuffling Dead, Weskimo has been writing a question of the week for us. And this week, his question is a pretty interesting one, in my opinion. I really like this one. What is your favorite nerd snack? So I think it's a pretty straightforward question. You know, when you're doing your intense gaming or you're playing some board game with your geek friends or whatever, what do you like to munch on? I put it to you, Salsi.
Smarties.
Mostly Smarties?
Yeah, and for you Americans, it's like M&M's.
That's right.
Not the Smartie Halloween candies.
Right.
But ideally, when you're playing video games, for hours on end. You have no food, and you're too lazy to go up and get any food, so then you just get skinny.
Yeah, that's a good
point. But most of the time I have Smarties, so.
What about when you're out with your buddies doing some gaming? Still Smarties?
I never go out with buddies in game. It's always very private.
And for drinks, of course, you like the energy drinks, don't you?
Yeah, but they're not exclusively for gaming. They're for any time I need a good boost of energy shot.
Of course. So, I have a few. Of course, chips of all kinds are my weakness. Salt and vinegar in particular. When I'm feeling healthy, when we're doing some board gaming, I like the veggie platter. That's nice.
Gross.
When I'm on my own, I like to munch on uncooked macaroni.
Strange.
And Triscuits, crackers as well are nice. But when I'm really going hardcore with my friends, maybe playing some Magic, it's all about the chips. Did anyone else respond to this?
Zoltrex, our friend from Gamers Alley, in video had some things to say, but you'd have to go read the article to check it out. And maybe add your own.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Either comment with your responses on that article or send them in to us and we'll talk about them on the show. Okay, here's a story that I'm really excited to talk about. It's a shameful human of the week. He's Connecticut's Attorney General. His name's Richard Blumenthal. And he's come out in favor of a California law that's going in front of the Supreme Court, which would severely limit the ability of minors to buy video games. And basically, if the game is rated 18 and up, no way they could buy it.
Right.
And, well, the law doesn't look like it's going to get very far because, as you know, video games already have the ESRB, which is voluntary. They follow pretty much the exact same method as movies, which, by the way, Blumenthal says, hey, why can't video games follow the model the movies use, being totally ignorant of the ESRB and the fact that it works exactly the same way. Anyway, he came out with this press statement talking about all the terrible things that exist within video games that, you know, we need to, of course, protect the children from.
Like?
Well, this was some pretty wacky stuff. Things he mentioned that appear in video games. Slaughter of nude female zombies. Oh, so he doesn't want to prohibit kids from buying all games, but he claims that there's a subgenre which features or encourages players to commit graphic acts of homicide, rape, and sadism.
Uh-oh, I think someone's been trying out some Japanese video
games. Yeah, some hentai games, some rape lay. So, Salsi, I mean,
it's because of that damn CNN or whoever who was running that rape lay story and got all the old dirty interneters going to go find the torrent for it. And now they're like, oh my god.
It's everywhere. Well, newsflash, Blumenthal. This stuff is like non-existent in gaming. Like, this guy's just making shit up. Like, yeah, I mean, obviously there's plenty of zombies that get slaughtered in video games. I don't know how often they're nude or female. I think
maybe he's just got different tastes in video games.
I think he's being a little sexist, because what about the nude male zombies?
Well, that's very true.
Are those nowhere to be found? Like, I don't know what he's talking about.
Maybe he just doesn't feel bad killing them.
Yeah, I guess that one's okay. And then, of course, all this encouraging homicide, rape, sadism. What the fuck's he talking about?
Maybe he's just thinking about games like, what is it called? The hookers and stuff.
Oh, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, there's not rape or sadism in there.
There's getting laid in there.
Nothing wrong with sex. Sex is not rape. Even if it's with a prostitute who you steal the money from afterwards. That's criminal activity, but it's not rape. And and this idea that these games encourages these things, that's the real issue here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of a silly point.
Once again, back to movies. Obviously, movies that discuss sexuality, rape, include plenty of violence, are not encouraging those things. They're telling stories about those things. And often they're quite clearly against those issues. They're bringing attention to those issues. And I don't know if games necessarily fight the issues the way movies do, but I certainly don't think that they encourage them by any means.
No, like, all movies are against them either, some of them are just sort of exploratory.
Right. Things. Good point, yeah. So, I mean, let me ask you, do you feel like violent games actually encourage you to be violent in any respect?
No, I think we've already talked about this.
Yeah, too. I think mean, you're right.
The whole thing is, like you said, a bunch of ignorant old farts in suits arguing about crap that already exists.
Right. And, you know, it's always the older generation making up a bunch of stuff about the newer entertainment that's popular, isn't it? Once upon a time, it was comic books, then it was movies, now it's video games.
And you're like that for cell phones.
Well, I'm not suggesting cell phones are encouraging rape and murder, but...
Sexting?
Sexting?
Are you against sexting?
By no means am I against sexting.
Well, you're not willing to receive any.
Well, I would be willing to have some, chat sex? What do you call that?
Some, you mean on the good old chat relay?
Chat roulette? No, probably not that. That would be a little weird. But, especially on a chat roulette, because in 2 seconds I'll be swapped to a new person who's going to see me jerking
you
off.
Just keep going.
Each person who sees me is going to see me jerking off?
Yeah, that's pretty much just the entire chat roulette thing.
No, I'm trying to talk about, what's it called when you...
cyber sex.
Cyber sex. Old-fashioned cyber sex. I'm not opposed to that.
I thought you've already dabbled in that.
Well, I don't want to comment on that one way or the other. I think that's a private matter that we don't need to discuss on the podcast.
Have you or have you not?
I'm sorry, Sulzy, but I'm not able to answer that question
right
now.
Oh my god, that's a yes.
Have you?
No.
Oh.
And I had a long-term online relationship, and I still haven't, so
well, what the hell were you guys doing that whole time?
We were innocent and cool.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, I have no problem with that, and sexting I'm totally cool with as well. I mean, these are...
You just don't know how to text.
No, I don't know how to do it. But...
That's what he said.
If I ever learned how to text, I'd be beating it in one hand and finger jockeying with the other one.
I see. Maybe we should get on that. Getting a cell phone, I mean.
Is it really so important in our society that you should be able to sext?
Yes. Anytime, anywhere. Just like on that Microsoft commercial, he just whipped up his shirt at a party and took a picture of his nipple.
Well, Salsi...
Or did that commercial get bad?
Do you ever do any sexting?
No, I don't have any sexting partners.
Oh, okay. So you're looking for someone, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we did a video review this week, of course, and guess what, Salsi?
What?
D-Muser, he's back.
Oh, shit.
That's right. Everybody's favorite hater showed up to help me hate on Sonic once more.
Oh, well, that's a good return.
Yeah, exactly.
Some classic Sonic trolling.
What we're famous for. We reviewed Sonic and the Secret Rings for Wii. And Sulzy and I are laughing right now because she just pulled up the comments on this video.
I was just going to say, like, normally when you troll Sonic, a lot of people get angry at you.
They certainly do.
But this time, you've got a lot of people empathizing with what you've had to say. But then there's this new comment all of a sudden.
Yeah.
He says, this is Loser and this is Boobs, instead of D-Muser and Noobs.
Yeah, that's pretty clever.
That's, yeah, I think you should reply to him.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was from Link6161.
Yeah.
So, kudos to you, Link. And we had someone
Can
here.
Can I call you Boobs from now on?
No. Would you like to?
Yes.
No. Sulzy, we also had a comment, someone saying, I never liked Sonic.
Right, that's the empathizer.
Which is an empathizer, which is a, you know, a lot of people hate on the new Sonics, but this guy hated all the Sonics, which is certainly my opinion.
Right.
But unfortunately, I am totally against agreeing with this person.
Why?
Well, that's because he's a Nazi.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this last week, too. Mm-hmm.
We have a Nazi fan on YouTube.
Yeah. Which you refuse to thank for subscribing to your channel.
Right, because... I really can't say that I am excited about having Nazi fans.
Maybe you should report him.
Well, freedom of speech and all of that. I mean, he's not spreading... He's not even doing his Nazi stuff.
I thought he had some favorited videos.
Well, he does, but that's not against the rules.
Videos are they favorited?
They're favorited. So, I mean, it's freedom of speech. He hasn't done anything.
Maybe you should interview him.
I really don't want to. Let me ask you, Sulzy, is it discriminatory to not want Nazi fans?
Well, you covered the Westboro Church, mm-hmm. and they hate pigs, too.
Yes, so that's a good point.
Maybe they have a lot in common with Nazi counterparts.
Are you calling the W.C. Beers Nazis?
Kind of.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to disagree with you. It was a nice treat for us this week. Weskimo wrote another article, another games in review. It's his fourth one as Super Mario RPG.
Right, which I didn't even know existed. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's really shocking to me. Well, this is kind of the precursor to the Paper Mario games, which I'm sure you've heard of.
Yeah, which I hate, by the way.
Oh. Well, this was one of my favorites as a kid. It's a great game. Weskimo loved it as well. He gave it 4 skulls out of 5. And, you know, I really like it when he goes back and reviews those old games.
And this one's from 1996, is it?
That sounds about right, yeah. So, Square Enix there, comboing with the
graphics, pre-rendered graphics. Terrible.
Well, you know, it was a big thing back in the day. People were like, wow, this is mind-blowing, these pre-rendered graphics. So, you know what, the gameplay is there as well, so I don't think we can be too hard on this one. Check out his review if you want to take a little trip down memory lane. Well, so I'll say that wraps us up for updates on the site this week. So, as always, at the end of the show, I want to ask if you have any comments about anything else this week.
No, do you?
Well, I thought maybe we could reflect on the week of Comic-Con. Have you been following it at all?
I got excited about one story. Oh, yeah, Bare Naked Ladies, they performed the entire opening of, what's that show I watched?
Big
Bang Theory.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it sucked, because they lost that one dude.
Yeah, the main singer.
So, I can't say I watched the entire thing, but I got excited for a second there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's about it.
That's it for you. Well, yeah, Bare Naked Ladies, Canada's favorite band. Yeah, that is kind of a neat song, they do the intro there. But, you're right, they do suck these days, don't they?
Yeah.
Other things, you know, they had the panel for The Expendables with Stallone. Bruce Willis showed up briefly. Stone Cold Steve Austin was there. A whole bunch of guys, they were chatting about the movie. And they were, the discussion panel leader was Harry Knowles. Do you know who that is?
No.
He runs Ain't It Cool News, and he is pretty much the most repulsive human being on the planet.
Hmm.
But it was pretty neat to see that panel. I watched the video on YouTube.
Isn't it kind of weird that they do Expendables and it's for nerds and not like jocks or something?
Well,
like I just don't get why nerds feel the appeal to, like, I guess guns and stuff are cool.
Yeah, nerds. That's kind of the one area where nerds and jocks overlap, I think, is the movie violence.
Hmm.
It's definitely a movie that nerds are pumped about, that's for sure. Hmm. But also probably some jocks. I know I am, and I'm no jock, anyways. Well, I haven't been paying too much attention to Comic-Con this year, but I'm, you know, the Tron story came out of there, and I'm sure as the week goes on, we'll have plenty more coming at you from the streets of Comic-Con. Spin Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. Remember, you can learn more about everything you've heard today by visiting ShufflingDead.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Twitter.com/ShufflingDead. Follow us on Facebook by searching for ShufflingDead.com. Up to 53 fans now.
I think it's stagnated at 53 fans now.
Well, thanks for bringing me down.
I'm sorry.
Or see our videos at youtube.com/Marnax. That's MARNAX. And finally, contact Sulcy and I at hosts@ShufflingDead.com. That's HOSTS@ShufflingDead.com. We'd love to hear your feedback regarding the show, any questions you've got for us, things you'd like to put to our other listeners, perhaps. Anything you want to say at all, send it in, because we love to have something to talk about. And finally, thank you, dear listeners, for listening.
Say goodnight.
Good night.